Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and this is what? Kenneth Copeland Bible College. That is still very strange to me. My name on a Bible college. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you. We praise you. Oh, Jesus, you are so good. God is so good. And that is our subject this week, that God is a good God, that He is absolute good, and Him is no bad. The devil is absolutely bad, and in him is no, he is no good. He's no good. Absolutely. Now, of course, we have already studied and talked about from the book of Genesis that what He created, He saw that it was good. Then He saw it was very good. Then He created a woman and a helpmate for Adam, and Adam said, this is good. Amen. This has to be good. Glory to God. Amen. And then what about the devil? And when people bring that up, my reaction is, well, what about him? He's been totally defeated. Amen. He is a completely, absolutely, absolute defeated foe. Amen. He owns nothing. Therefore, what Jesus said is absolutely true. He comes to steal. He's a thief first, to steal and then to kill and to destroy. That's his only process. That's all he can do. He has to steal because he doesn't own anything. He doesn't have anything, no way to get anything unless he can steal it from you or someone else. All right. Then we talked about in the book of Ezekiel, so let's go back there. The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel to speak to the prince of Tyrus. The prince of Tyrus, under the influence of the devil had convinced him that he's a god. Well, that's what the devil has always wanted to be, is a god. He wants somebody to worship him. And then we got down to the king of Tyrus. Let's go back to that once more. In the 13th verse, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, and emerald, carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of your tabrets and of your pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. He's a musician. And we'll see more about that later. Thou art the anointed cherub. Anointed cherub. Of the three archangels, what do we have now? Gabriel, the messenger of God. Michael, the warrior spirit. Amen. Amen. But who is the anointed cherub? Your tabrets, your musical instruments. Your musical instruments. the anointed cherub, his anointing, from what I'm, and from what we're going to read here in a few moments, that anointing was in the area of music. You said it. Who said it? Yeah. He's the worshiper. That was his anointing. And you were in Eden, the garden of God. Now notice this. Verse 15, you were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created. Now, I told you, remember, we said already that God has never created anything that was bad. This anointed cherub wasn't bad when God created him, but he turned bad. The multitude of your merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. Thou hast sinned, therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire in the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all men that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shall you be any more. Never shall you be any more. You are nothing. Jesus then fulfilled that many, 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 many years later. He came and he preached the goodness of God, and he was anointed. Hallelujah. By the good God. Acts chapter 10. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. Now, wait a minute. Caesarea. Caesarea is just right there close to Jerusalem. Pilate's headquarters were there. Now, a centurion is a commander. To give you some, how many of you have been in the military? To give us an idea and an insight into this man. He is a commander. How many of you were in the army? Okay. He's the commander of that area. He's in command of at least 100 men. Not just 100 men. I would liken him, since he's area-wide, I would liken him to a garrison commander. Now, he's not the commander of the post. He's not a general. He's a centurion. Now, this centurion is the one that built the synagogue in Capernaum where Jairus was leader of the synagogue. Remember that? And he recognized Jesus as a commander. Remember that? I'm not important enough, this is what one translation said. I'm not important enough for you to even come under my roof. But I am a man of authority. I tell one to go and he goes. I tell somebody to do this and he does it. All you need to do is say the word and my servant will be healed.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus said, I have not found such faith, not in all Israel. But now, wait a minute. Wait just a moment. Now, this man is the centurion of this area. He's the one that was in charge of the crucifixion. He knew who Jesus was. This is the same man. He knows him. And he said, this must have been the Son of God. He has to be the Son of God. It's the same man that Pilate sent down there and says, are you already dead? Well, of course he said, yes, he is. Well, he was standing right there. And he recognized him, and he was so impressed. He was so impressed. He was beaten nearly almost to death. He no longer looked like a man, yet the strength was within him by the Spirit of God to shout with a loud voice. Nobody he'd ever crucified had done that. He said, this surely was the man of God. And now we know his name, Cornelius.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
Does that help you? Now we know his name. His name is Cornelius. Well, no wonder. No wonder. Ah, the Son of God. And I believe all the stories. I just know he's been resurrected. I believe it. I mean, a lot of them don't, but I do. I got to know more about this. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to get a hold of that fisherman. I want that Peter to come down here at my house. Well, it wasn't very far. It wasn't all that far. And you know the rest of the story. Well, and Peter's preaching to him and to his whole household. We're still talking about the goodness of God. And this whole sermon is just, well, look at that. A devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. Now, listen to what Peter said. In the 34th verse, Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons because he is so good. Hallelujah. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent and the, which, who sent it? God sent it. Jesus did it.
Amen.
God sent it. Jesus did. The good God sent the good man Jesus to preach it. Yeehaw! Now, Jesus might not have called himself good, but I do. Glory to God. Oh, he's the best thing I ever knew. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Who went about doing good? Who went about doing good? Because God's so good, he went about doing good and healing. 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 All that were oppressed of the devil, who is bad. For God and and His goodness were with him.
Amen.
And I've had people say it. I heard Kenneth Hagin say it first. But then this is a natural response to people that don't know. But Brother Copeland, Brother Hagin, and then somebody probably say it to you. That was Jesus. No, it wasn't. It was God.
Amen.
It was God that anointed him. It was God that was with him. It's the same good God that's on you and in you. Praise God. And He's the one that's anointed you. Hallelujah. And He's as good as He ever was, and the devil is as bad as he ever was. And we found out He's nothing but a zero, so go on and do what you need to do. Yes. Oh, yeah. It's the good God that came out and said He takes pleasure in the prospering of His servants. And the longest living apostle, the Apostle John. It's very amazing to me that the apostle of love outlived them all. He outlived them all. Isn't that good? Walking in the goodness of God is going to absolutely be walking in the love of God. Yes, amen. That is the key to longevity. It is the key. Hey, that's what makes the Psalms of David so powerful.
Amen.
Now, we have had personal experience, particularly Billy Brim and Gloria and those. I want to read this to you from the Psalms. Oh, no, we don't read the Psalms like you Christians do. You remember, we sing them. Yeah, and you let the music get in the way. You let the music get in the way. What? Tradition. I don't know the tune, so I have to read it. David, the prophet king, who understood God's goodness to the point he was a man after God's own heart. He would do what God said if he did it wrong. He'd still do it. And the chesed of God was the biggest, the goodness of God, the mercy of God was the biggest thing in his life.
Yes.
And that's what God was after, because God is a good God.
He is a good God.
And he knows, like one of the Psalms says, he knows we're dirt.
Yeah.
It's the dirt part of us that gives the problem.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Because when you're born again, filled with the Spirit of God, and you begin to learn who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Then it's the dirt part of you that causes you the problem. Amen. 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 I just had a little thought here, and I never thought this in my life. Some of us come from different colors of dirt.
You got a point there.
You know, your dirt a little darker than mine. And when you get a hold of that, put racism right where it belongs. It ain't nothing but the dirty part. So Lord, would you let me tell that? You blame this on Jerry Savelle, will you? Now, he and his dad, they were both in the body shop business, and then Jerry had his own shop. You've heard tell this. And there was a man that worked for them that just kept them in stitches all the time. He just the way he said things. Lovely, dear man, and worked for both of them. He told Jerry one time, he said, "Brother Jerry, so your hair kind of laid down. Mine squats down." Where did I get? Jerry did that. Jerry Savelle. Oh, glory to God. And don't sit there, that frown on your face. Amen. Oh, Brother Copeland, why do you seem like you just talk to black folks all the time? I'll tell you why. In the very, very beginning of this ministry, even going back beyond that, when I was lost as a goose in a hailstorm, my mother's prayer partner, God bless her forever, would take my pillow and walk around through the house and pray for the baby and pray for the baby. Well, I wasn't a baby anymore. The string I was running was no good. And she prayed for the baby. And just as I came into the ministry, the word of the Lord came to me and He said, a major part of your destiny is among the people of color. Hallelujah. And it's, you just been in my heart all these years. Man, I love you. I can't tell you how I love you. It's just been there all these years. And anyway, and we celebrated things that we got criticized for. Well, if you're not getting criticized, you ain't doing anything. So wake up, smell the roses. You know, come on. And like, you know, I get criticized because I celebrate Juneteenth. Dear God, I love Juneteenth. After all, it happened in Texas. Can't be all that bad. Then celebrate it, you know. I'm pushing for a national holiday. Should be a national holiday for Juneteenth, praise God. Amen. And particularly, it's hard for people to transport themselves back to World War II and then right after the war and all of that, when we used to have parades, man. And the high school bands would come out. And there ain't no white band can do what a black band can do. I mean, come on. White people don't even know how to have church, much less. Well, I'm just telling you. One, two, three, four. Creflo said, the white guy preached, one, two, three, four. The black guy preached, one, two, three. Yeah. He said, we get together, we don't miss a beat. And we're out of time. Come on, Jeremy.
Thank you, Papa. Our good God sent Jesus to preach the word, which is the good news. And Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God, who is good, was with him. And he is still doing the same thing today. He supplies all your needs. Why? Because he's good. And God's goodness has a desire to bless you and protect you and heal you and to make you whole, spirit, soul, and body.
How do you have a vision for your future when you just need to get through today? When the dreams you once had seem out of reach, is there a way to rebuild? The Bible says that God has only good plans for you, that His goodness and mercy are coming after you. It's when you begin to understand His goodness that you can begin to receive it. Get the Goodness of God MP3 series by Gloria Copeland and grow your capacity to see the love, prosperity, healing, all the good things of God in your life.
God is good. There's not anything that is more faith-building than to know the Father and to know His goodness.
When it seems like the world around you is being torn apart, you can remain firm in hope. Become a living, walking example of the love that God has poured out to mankind. As you join your faith in God's promises with steadfastness to stand on His word, there's nothing that can stop His blessing from taking over your life.
Order your free copy of the Goodness of God MP3 series by Gloria Copeland. The motivation of God's heart is His love for you. Receive all the benefits that God desires to pour out on you through His goodness. Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
God is completely good, and He didn't create anything bad. And He has good plans for you. He has a desire that you prosper and you be in good health. Now, that kind of life is possible, but only when you make Jesus the Lord of your life, because He's the one who's redeemed you from all the curse. And that's living the good life. And experiencing God's goodness starts with receiving Jesus into your heart. So if you've never done that, then pray with me right now. Just say this out loud. Father in heaven, I come to You in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart You raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth Jesus is my Lord. I repent and I receive Your forgiveness, Your cleansing. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Take my life and do something with it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer, here's what's happened. The good life that Jesus came to give you now belongs to you. I know it was a simple prayer, but that's all He's asking for is your faith. And now you can live in victory. You can live in freedom, spirit, soul, body, in every area of your life. And we want to help you understand more about this new life in God. That's why KCM has put together some resources to give to you totally free. It's called the Salvation Package. It contains a book called He Did It All For You and two brochures that are here just to help you learn how to begin to read and study your Bible. So if you want this, we want to give it to you. Request your free salvation package today on kcm.org. And then find out more about who you are in Jesus and who Jesus is in you. Stay in His presence, stay in His Word, and stay tuned into this broadcast. Tomorrow, Brother Copeland's going to be talking about the key issue to faith and how it's love, because faith works by love. See, there's so much to see in the Word. There's so much to see in God, and we want to help you find out, like I said, more about who you are in Him, more about who Jesus is in you, and how this is the first day of the rest of your life living in victory. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
God has a good plan for your life. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. To request your salvation package free, go to kcm.org/newlife. Discover who you are in Christ and how to live in victory. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.